Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being with us. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will make brief opening remarks, and then we'll have time for just a couple of questions. Secretary General, please.
Prime Minister Baghtadze, it's a great pleasure and honour to welcome you here to the NATO headquarters, to this new building, and also to express my gratitude to Georgia and to you personally for the many contributions you are making to NATO missions and operations, to our NATO response force, and to our partnership in general. And we are extremely grateful for the close cooperation and for all the things we do together, because that's good for NATO and it's good for Georgia. I would like to, in particular, mention your contribution to our rescue support mission in Afghanistan. Georgia has, for many years, been one of the largest force contributors to the rescue support mission. And your brave troops have helped us prevent Afghanistan once again becoming a safe haven for international terrorism. And I also appreciate the fact that you are exercising together with the NATO troops. I've met the Georgian troops both in Afghanistan but also during NATO exercises. And the fact that you are part of the NATO response force shows that your troops, your forces, meet the high standards of NATO and are able to participate in NATO exercises and missions and operations. We fully support Georgia's Euro-Atlantic aspirations. At the summit last week, all 29 allies reaffirmed that Georgia will become a member of NATO. This is in line with the decision we made at our Bucharest summit in 2008. And we will continue to work with you to prepare for membership. Georgia has made impressive progress on reforms, including on economic development, more effective security and defense institutions, and modernizing your armed forces. It is important that these efforts continue. The substantial NATO-Georgia package is already bolstering your country's defense reforms, including with the NATO-Georgia Joint Training Center outside Tbilisi. I also expect broad allied participation in next year's NATO-Georgia exercise. Today, we also discussed the security situation in and around the Black Sea region and Russia's substantial military build-up in the region. The Black Sea is of strategic importance, and NATO and Georgia are stepping up our cooperation in the area, with training for Georgian Coast Guard boarding teams, with more interaction between Georgian and NATO naval forces, and with cooperation between Georgia's Joint Maritime Operations Center and the NATO Shipping Center. So, Prime Minister, NATO is united in our support for Georgia's security and its territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. This includes the regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. And we call on Russia to withdraw its forces from your country. So, Prime Minister, once again, thank you for being here at the NATO headquarters today. The relationship between NATO and your country is stronger than ever. So, once again, welcome.
Thank you, dear Secretary General, for these very supportive and kind words. And on my first official visit to Brussels as the Prime Minister of Georgia, we have held a very fruitful meeting with NATO. The government of Georgia is fully committed to achieve NATO membership. During the meeting, we have discussed the decisions made at the NATO summit. We have focused on how summit decisions move Georgia closer to NATO membership. We have also planned our coordinated efforts in this regard for the very near future. We have reviewed the most important practical deliverables of this summit. We are enhancing our cooperation on Black Sea security. We will have more active naval cooperation as well as extended mutual situational awareness. Speaking on defense reforms in Georgia and NATO's contribution in this regard, we have noted that a substantial NATO-Georgia package, the so-called SNGP, is delivering results. At the summit, we agreed to further enhance this process in areas like counter-mobility, secure communications, and cyber defense. Next year, we will host joint NATO-Georgia exercise, and NATO members pledge to participate broadly in this exercise. We have discussed Georgia's contributions to international security and to NATO operations and missions, including the contribution to the Resolute Support Mission in Afghanistan and to the NATO Response Force. I have pledged that Georgia, as a future member of NATO, will continue its contribution to common Euro-Atlantic security. We are thankful for allies' firm assistance towards Russia to reverse its recognition of the so-called independence and withdraw its military forces from occupied territories of Georgia. Mr. Stoltenberg reaffirmed the alliance struck support for Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity. We all agree that the reforms successfully implemented by Georgia, together with the assistance provided by the NATO, will contribute to our ultimate goal to become the full member of NATO. The Bucharest Summit decision that Georgia will become a NATO member state was reiterated in Brussels just a week ago, and our joint efforts are directed to implement this very important decision. And once again, I would like to thank you, Mr. Stoltenberg, personally, for your continued support of Georgia on this very important path for our country and our nation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll go to questions. We'll begin with the lady in the white jacket, please.
Rustavito, Georgian TV company. I wanted to ask to both sides about Russia's Federation's president, Mr. Putin's statement about Georgia's membership. He told that this is a direct and immediate threat for Russia's national security and reaction will be extremely negative. So how do you estimate this statement? And also, can we tell that such kind of position is one of the main obstacles that we have not political consensus about Georgia's membership in NATO? Thanks.
Russia has no right to decide on behalf of its neighbors. Russia has no right to decide what neighbors of Russia can do, because Georgia is a sovereign, independent nation, and Georgia has to the right to decide its own path, including what kind of security arrangements Georgia wants to be part of. So just the whole idea that a neighbor tells a neighbor what they can do and what they cannot do is totally unacceptable, because that is to re-establish the old idea of spheres of influence, where big powers were in a position where they could decide what small neighbors could do or not do. And coming myself from a small country neighboring Russia, Norway, of course, we are very glad that back in 1949, when Norway joined NATO, that we never accepted that the Soviet Union had any right to deny Norway to join NATO. And that's exactly the same today. Georgia is a free, independent, sovereign country, and Georgia has the right to decide its own path. So just the perception, just the idea that if Georgia, through democratic processes, decides what it would like to do, is a threat or a provocation to Russia, is completely wrong. It's an attempt to reestablish that big powers can decide what smaller neighbors can do. So the reality is that it's only the 29 NATO members and Georgia, an aspirant country, that decides when Georgia is going to become a member. And therefore, I welcome the fact that all the 29 NATO leaders, when they met here in Brussels just a few days ago, they reiterated that Georgia will become a member of NATO. They reiterated that they will provide support to Georgia as it moves towards membership. We will continue to provide practical support, political support, with implementing defense reforms, modernizing defense and security institutions in Georgia, and we will work with Georgia with exercises and with training and with different programs. So it is for Georgia and 29 NATO members to decide when Georgia becomes a member. Russia has no say in that process.
Thank you for this question. And firstly, of course, I would like to highlight that Georgian membership in NATO is not aimed against somebody. It's just to make region stronger, more predictable, and more secure. And Georgia is an independent country, and we are making decisions ourselves. And as Mr. Stolmek mentioned, the decisions in NATO are made on consensus basis. So this means that it's Georgia and 29 countries that have to make a decision when Georgia will become a member. A week ago, once again, all the NATO countries once again stated that Georgia has all the practical tools to eventually become a full member of NATO.
Thank you very much. We have time for one more question. We'll go with the lady in black, please.
TV company Imedi, I have a question for both of you. You know that European and Euro-Atlantic integration is a choice of vast majority of Georgian citizens. People are interested in what is left to be done by Georgia, I mean specific list, to become a member of NATO. Thank you.
To continue to implement reforms, to continue to modernize its defense and security sector, to continue to modernize and reform the judicial structures of Georgia, and to continue, of course, to train and to increase the quality, the standards of the Georgian armed forces. So we are addressing all these challenges together, because this is, of course, for Georgia to deliver, but it's for NATO to help and support. And therefore, I'm glad to know that there is more NATO in Georgia now than ever before, with more advisors, more trainers, more support in different ways. But also the fact that we see that Georgia has made and is making real and significant progress, progress which was recognized by the 29 heads of state and government at the NATO summit last week.
Georgia has made huge progress on the path to meet the requirements of NATO. And we have a very comprehensive agenda, the reforms which we should implement with the support of NATO countries. And of course, we do understand that this path is full of challenges, but as we have demonstrated in the past, that we are actually very motivated to implement all the reform at the highest level possible. We're going to continue to do that. And I'm sure that the new wave of reforms, which we will implement in the nearest future, will be implemented at the highest level possible with the support of our friends from NATO. Thank you.
That's all we have time for. Thank you all very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.